on the bottom of Beis Amid Beis. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer B'Sheni B'Chagu Masker. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says that you start mentioning Mashifa Ruach Morit HaGoshem on the second day of Sukkot. My time is Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer Nemra B'Sheni B'Niskehem The Nemra B'Shishi Unisocheho The Nemra B'Shvi Kemish Batam Hari Mem Yud Mem Hare Kan Mayim Mikan Remez Unisuch HaMayim Min HaTorah. So Rav Yehuda ben Beseira learns the din of Nisuch HaMayim from the hint that the Torah on the second day of Sukkot, instead of the Niska, it says the Niskehem, so there's an extra mem. And on the sixth day, instead of the Niska, it says Unisocheha, an extra yud. And on the seventh day, it says instead of Kamishbat, it says Kamishbatam, an extra mem. So mem yud mem is Mayim. So here is the hint to Nisuch HaMayim. Umayishna b'sheini dinoka, dechirimizi v'ybikro b'sheini u'dirimizi. Since the remez starts on the second day, so we start to make Nisuch HaMayim, which is for the sake of initiating rain. So we mention Mashiv HaRuach from the second day of Sukkot and on. Hilkach b'sheini madkarina. That's why we mention it from the second day and on. Rabbi Akiva Omer b'shishi b'chagu masker. Rabbi Akiva says you don't start saying Mashiv HaRuach till the sixth day of Sukkot. Shenemar b'shishi unesocheho. Because on the sixth day it says nesocheho, meaning b'shnei nesuchim akosim adamer. Here the Torah hints that there are two different nesochim on Sukkot as opposed to during the years only one nesuch of Yayin. Here there's a second one of Mayim. Echod nesuch HaMayim v'echod nesuch HaYayin. Where it says ve'ema tarvayu dechamra. Maybe both are wine. Maybe it's a second nisuch of wine. How do you know it's water? Sover lak Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. The Omer Remizi Maya. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira that the hint of water is in those 3 days. Zemara says, he sover lak Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, name of Osei. If he holds like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, then let's start mentioning Mashiv HaRuach on the second day. Kesov Rabbi Akiva kiksiv nisuch Yisera b'shishi hu dechsiv. No, he holds that really the nisuch HaMayim is only on the sixth day. But the fact that it hinted from the second, sixth, and seventh day, Mayim, tells me that it's water and not wine. But the actual Nisuch is only on the sixth day. Rashi. B'sheini b'niskehem, desogi b'niskot. Could have said, like all the other days, b'niskot. Even the b'sheini yasser mem, since there's an extra mem, v'drosh elohachi maschil l'mahaske b'sheini. Truth is, there's also an extra yud, right, also. But since it had to say, what's it called, Niskehem, it had to put the Yud in. The Yud is only to be Mishamish, the Mem. Okay. So the only extra letter really is the Mem. Shnei Nisuchim HaKos Medaver, Shnei Nisuchim HaKorben Echot. You have two libations for one korban. Avo v'niskehem mashma harbe, debekorbonos harbe. L'chein lohavi dorish Rabbi Akiva v'niskehem. Why don't you learn from v'niskehem? It's also plural. But that, the Niskehem, means for the many korbanos, each one its own nesa. But Nisocheho is going on one specific korban, there it mentions two. So you see, there's two different Nisochim for one korban. Sover lak Rabbi Yehuda, the mem yud mem mar ben Nisuch HaMayim. He also holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Akiva, that there's a hint to water. But he learns that since it says Nisocheho on the sixth day, that hint only helps that on the sixth day is when you make the Nisuch HaMayim. So Mar says, Yisover lak Rabbi Yehuda, lemak Rabbi Yehuda, shiyaske b'sheini, you should start on the second day. He says, no, nisuch yisera b'shishi k'si, kolomar unisocheho, demar b'trei nisuchim k'si b'shishi, lahachi omar b'shishi maschil ahaskir, v'hani mem yud mem, mayim de lo matzinu l'meimer tavayu diyayim. The mem yud mem only hints to me that the extra nisuch on the sixth day is water not wine, second wine. Okay, Tanya. Rav Nosson Omer, Bekodesh Haseich Nesach Shechar Lashem. Bashvishay Nisuchim HaKos Medam. It says, Bekodesh Haseich Nesach Shechar Lashem. So it's talking about two different Nisuchim. Haseich Nesach. Echod Nisuch HaMayim ve'echod Nisuch HaYayim. So it says, maybe Eima Tarvayu Dechamra. Maybe there's two Nisuchim of wine. How do you know one's water and one's wine? Im Kein Lichtov Kro, O Haseich Haseich, O Nasech Nasech. Say the same Lashem. My Hasech Nesech, why did it change? Shma Minah, since it changed the lashon, chad de mayav, chad de chamra, that they're two different liquids, one water, one wine. Right, Rashi. Oh, hasech, nesech, nesech, medeshani krav dibur eshmami notarte. The fact that it used two different lashonos tells me that they're two different nesachim, not the same liquid twice. So now we have all these different shitas of when Nisuch HaMayim was. The second day, the sixth day, and corresponding to that when you start mentioning Mashiv HaRuah. So where it says, Elohadisna, Nisuch HaMayim Kozai in money, right? The Mishnah says that Nisuch HaMayim was all 7 days. So who does that go according to? E Rabbi Yoshua Neimachad Yom. According to Rabbi Yoshua, that you start saying Mashiv HaRuah. What's it called? On the eighth day, when you put down the lulav, so Nisuch HaMayim L'chor was only 1 day. Right? E Rabbi Akiva Treyum. According to Rabbi Akiva, that Nisuch HaMayim is on the sixth day and seventh day. It's only 2 days. E Rabbi Yehuda Ben Besei Rashisi Yom. According to Rabbi Yehuda Ben Besei, you start from the second day. It's only 6 days. Nobody holds all 7 days. Right? La'olam Rabbi Yehuda Ben Besei. Really goes like Rabbi Yehuda Ben Besei. Uspar like Rabbi Yehuda the Masnisan. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda of the Mishnah, the Snan. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Belog Hoye Menasech Kol Shmona. Umatik Rishon Umayel Shmini. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you made Nisuch HaMayim all 8 days. On Shmini Atzeres too. So in that respect, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira held like Rabbi Yehuda that you made Nisuch HaMayim on the 8th day. But he starts on the 2nd day. So it's only 7 days. So Kol Shiva doesn't mean all 7 days of Sukkot. It means 7 of the 8 days of the totality of Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres. Umayshno Rishon Delo, and why not the first day? The Chiremizi Mayim B'Sheni Udremizi, because the Remez doesn't start till the 2nd day. So Shmini Nami Chiremizi Mayim B'Shmi Udremizi, Lechora then he shouldn't have on the 8th day either, because the last Remez is on the 7th day. The last Mem of Mayim is on the 7th day, B'Niskeya. So shouldn't do past the 7th either. El Rabbi Yehoshua, he goes like Rabbi Yehoshua. The Nisuch HaMayim calls Shiva, and Rabbi Yehoshua holds that you, start saying Mashiv HaRuach from the time you put down the lulav. It has no connection to Nisuch HaMayim. And he learns Nisuch HaMayim is 7 days from Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai. But it has nothing to do with when you mention Mashiv HaRuach. So even though you don't mention Mashiv HaRuach till either the end of the 7th day, which is Mashiv Rashi over here, or like we said the other day, that Rashi really holds you don't start till the 8th day, right? Because when the finishing of lulav means when the lulav's completely finished, that's the end of the 7th day. The next moment, it was the beginning of the 8th day, you start saying Mashiv HaRuach. The Omer of Ami Omer of Yochanan Mishum Reb Nechunya Ish Bekas Beis Chorson Esther Netios. The fact that you're allowed to plow a field before Shemitah till Rosh Hashanah, if it has 10 new plants in it, 2 new saplings, Arava, the halach of Arava, that you you march around the Mizbeach, or you put Aravas on the Mizbeach, or leaned on the Mizbeach, all 7 days of Sukkot, the Nisuch HaMayim, and the halach of Nisuch HaMayim, halach L'Moshe Mishinai. It's not Taka, we don't learn it from the Ramazim or the Psukim, it's halach L'Moshe Mishinai, all 7 days. Rashi, if Rabbi Akiva holds that the 6th day is when the rem is to Nisuch HaMayim is, so you only have 2 days of Nisuch HaMayim, 6 and 7. The Omar Nisuchel the Hainu B'Shishi Marben Nisuch HaMayim. The Sover Lok Rabbi Yehuda the Masnisan. So Mar says no, really it goes like Rabbi Yeshua, and he holds like Rabbi Yehuda that really you should do Nisuch HaMayim all 8 days. Except he starts on the 2nd day, so 2nd to 8 is 7 days. The Omer Belog Havim Menasek Menasek Kol Shmona. Lo Sover Kavasi B'Madomer Kol Shmona. He doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda that it's all 8 days. Ela B'Mad the Omer B'Shmini Menasek. But the fact that yes, on Shmini Atzeres, that he does hold like him. The Kivan de B'Shmini Menasek, since you include Shmini Atzeres, Mashkachas Lo Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira, the Omer B'Sheni Maschilim L'Nisuch HaMayim Kol Shiva. So therefore, if you start on the 2nd day and you end on the 8th day, you have 7 days. The Mapik Rishon the Ma'il Shmini, Mashiv Balagamara, Mimotzi Om Reb Yehuda the Bishmini Menasech. So now the Gemara asks, can't be. Because what is he doing? He's taking out one, but putting in eight. The reason he takes out one is because the remez starts on the second day. Then he shouldn't put in eight either. The remez ends on the seventh day. Maishna de komer de barisha leino maskir, de chiremizi maya b'sheni, hu de remizi, de vivineskeye mar benisuch amayim, shmini nomi, mi motzi omer de menasech, hashvi omer achmona, de mem yud mem, mayim ksi b'shvi, de siyum kroi de nisuch amayim b'shvi ksi, kemishpatom velo b'shmini. Just like he doesn't start on the first day, because the remez doesn't start till the second day, he should end on the seventh day, because the remez ends on the seventh day. So we're back to who the Mishnah go that says that you're menasech all 7 days. El Rav Yeshua, the Omer Mishas HaNochasel, goes according to Rav Yeshua, who says that you start saying Mashiv HaRuach, the way Rashi seems to over here, at the end of the seventh day. The Hainu Bishvi, Maskin. The Apal Pikein, Sover the Nisuch HaMayim Kol Shiva. And still he holds Nisuch HaMayim is all 7 days, and it's unrelated to when you mention Mashiv HaRuach. Mashiv HaRuach has to do with when you finish Netilas Lulav, not when you start or finish Nisuch HaMayim. The Gemara Gomerla, Halach L'Mosh Misinai, because the whole Inyan of Nisuch HaMayim is only a Halach L'Mosh Misinai. The Nisuch HaMayim Kol Shiva, Vadei Kerbalei, oh, listen, now the words like this. Vadei Kerbalezer Rossi. The Chor of the Gemara could have said very posh, it goes like Rebelezer. Rebelezer said you start saying Mashiv HaRuach on the first day. So maybe he holds from Nisuch HaMayim, and he holds Nisuch HaMayim, it's all 7 days. Why didn't the Gemara even attempt to tack this Mishnah to Rebelezer? Ava Kerbutim B'Seira V'Rebekiva Lo Mesukma. Avadi could be Rebelezer. It can't be like Rebbe Yehudim B'Seira or Rebbe Akiva, because they hold that it's not all 7 days, either the sixth and the seventh, or the second to the seventh. El Elohochi Lo Moki Lo Rebelezer. So why didn't the Gemara try and say it's Rebelezer? The halomi boya I Rebelezer spira lehachi. The vali Rebelezer rashi shaper. The Gemara never any shaila. Vali could be Rebelezer. The Gemara's shaila was, could it be somebody else too? So Gemara says it can't be Rabbi Akiva and it can't be Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, but could it be Rabbi Yoshua? That's the shakla v'tar in the Gemara. V'hada kamokim ka Rabbi Yoshua revusa kamashma. Tells me a chiddush. Could even be Rabbi Yoshua. Vali could be Rebelezer. Aval ka Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira ka Rabbi Akiva lo mesukma. Rabbi Yehuda Yovet mi v'nemer b'sheni v'niskeyem, Amad d'sover Nisuch HaMayim l'havi elavav yomim. To him, Nisuch HaMayim is only 6 days, second to seventh. The Hainu, the Iyu lo mapik rishon amayo shmini, mishum hani pircha. And he can't say that he substitutes the eighth day for the first day, because just like he doesn't start on the first day, he ends on the seventh day. The parach le'el, lo osik Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Akiva Yovet mi nesachecha, shenemer b'shishi, Amad d'sover Nisuch HaMayim l'havi elatre yomim. And Rabbi Akiva learns from Nisachecha, only holds Nisuch HaMayim the sixth and the seventh day. Avak Rabbi Yeshua Mesukma, but it could be like Rabbi Yeshua, like we explained. That Rabbi Yeshua learns Halach L'Mosh Misinai, that it's what's it called, that all 7 days. In fact, there are Rishonim who say that now in the end, everybody holds that Nisuch HaMayim is all 7 days, and that which they learn from Ramazim on the sixth day or whatever, is only that that's when the Remez is in the Torah. But the Halach L'Mosh Misinai says all 7 days. And, however, since the remez in the Torah is the sixth day, Rabbi Akiva says, that's when you say Meshav Ruach. And the same thing goes with Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Since the remez is on the second day, that's when you say Meshav Ruach. But they agree that Nisuch HaMayim is all 7 days. The reason that Rabbi Yoshua holds it, you don't mention Meshav Ruach the whole... It's not because Nisuch HaMayim doesn't apply the whole time, but Mashiv HaRuach has nothing to do with Nisuch HaMayim. It's because it's a Simen Klala during Sukkot. You don't want to mention it. Aval Nisuch HaMayim have kol shiva, the Gemara Gomrila, but Nisuch HaMayim is all 7 days from Halach L'Mosh Misinai. Eser Netios, what's the Halach L'Mosh Misinai of Eser Netios? Hamefuzoros B'soch Beisor, right, you have 9 or 10 saplings, new plants, trees, that you planted. And they are scattered in a base saw of area. Then you're allowed to plow the whole base saw Erev Shviyas till Rosh Hashanah. Afal gav d'shar saw the same chorshin of Nei Shviyas Lamed Yom. Even though for other fields, there's another halacha L'Moshe Misinai, that 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, you already can't plow. Ze chorshin, you're allowed to plow these 10 saplings. The hoil and ein chorshin sviva maksiva. Because if you don't plow them, they're going to die. So therefore, the halacha Moshe Sinai said, if they're exactly 10 in a Beis Sa'ar, not more, because if they're more, they won't survive anyway. And not less, because then you don't need to plow the whole Beis Sa'ar for them, you just have to plow around them. But if they're dispersed within a Beis Sa'ar 10, then you need the whole Beis Sa'ar to give them life, and therefore you're allowed to be chorish the entire Beis Sa'ar for the sake of these 10 saplings. V'nisuch ha-mayim kol shiva, all of that is halacha Moshe Sinai. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, Ha'over Lefnei Ateva B'yontef Ha'achron Shel Chag, Ha'achron Maskir, Ha'rishon Eino Maskir. So Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua that on the last day of Sukkot, meaning on Shemini Atzeres, the Baal Musaf mentions what's it called, Mashiv HaRuach, and the Baal Shachris doesn't. He continues not saying Mashiv HaRuach. B'yontef Ha'rishon Shel Pesach, on the first day of Pesach, Harishon Maskir, the first of Al-Shachris still mentions Mashiv HaRuach, and they stop saying it in Musaf. Ha'achron Eino Maskir. Where it says, Hi Rabbi Yeshua. Which Rabbi Yeshua is this? He said it in the name of Rabbi Yeshua. Which Rabbi Yeshua? Eileim Rabbi Yeshua the Masnisim. We have Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah. And Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah doesn't say that. Ha'omar B'yontef Ha'achron Shulchag Maskir. Does not Mashma that by Musaf, Mashma right away at night, or in the morning at least, you start mentioning Mashiv HaRuach. El or Rabbi Yeshua the Brisa. Elamites, the Rabbi Yeshua, right, the way the Brisa reports what he said. Aye, that can't be. In the Brisa it says that you start saying, the way Rashi learns here, on the seventh day at the end of the day. Or the way we learned before, right, that means on the eighth day, but it means at night. So it's not Musaf. It's either Rabbi Yeshua and the Brisa's Mashma, you start mentioning it either the seventh day at the end of the day, or the beginning of the eighth day at night. In the Mishnah, it's Mashma, you start mentioning it in the daytime of the eighth day, but at Shachris, not at Musaf. So neither of these versions of Rabbi Yeshua fit with what Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua. So the Vesu Hadatanya, another price, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Ben Beseira. And another price, it says that Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Ben Beseira, not in the name of Rabbi Yeshua. Ha'over l'fnei ateva b'yontef achron shulchag ha'achron maskir. So hi Ben Beseira. Which Ben Beseira is this? Right? Here Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Ben Beseira, and in our Mishnah he said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua. So we don't have any Rabbi Yeshua that fits what he said, and we don't have any who's which Ben Beseira? Elaim Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira homer b'sheni b'chag u'maskir. If it's Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, he said that you start saying Mashiv HaRuach on the second day of Sukkot, not the last day. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Tehei Rabbi Yehuda Beseira will answer all the questions and say that the ben Beseira that Rabbi Yehuda was referring to was not Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, it's Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira. And therefore it's not the Rabbi Yeshua of our Mishnah or the Brisa. That's different Rabbi Yeshua. There's another Shita, Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira. And he holds for Musaf of the eighth day. That's what Rabbi Yehuda is reporting. Zimnin dekorali b'shmei. Sometimes they call him Rabbi Yeshua. Zimnin dekorali b'shmei da'amah. Sometimes they call him Ben Beseira. V'hom nikmig l'shmechu. Before he got smicha, they called him Ben Beseira by his father's name. V'hod b'l'bosa. But after he got smicha, they called him on his own name. Okay, Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda omer mishum Rabbi Yeshua. Ha'over l'fnei ateva b'yontav ha'achron shel chag. Ke'ein Omar Mar. It's like Omar Mar. We're going back to what we said before. Kolomar Amrin La'el Rabbi Yehuda Omer. We said before that Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, who is this Rabbi Yeshua? Hi Rabbi Yeshua. Ilem Rabbi Yeshua the Masnisim Yontav Achronu Masker Derishal Nomi Hamispal Tzilis Yotzer Masker. The Ilu Hocha Tohani Meri Harishal Eno Masker. If it's Rabbi Yeshua the Mishnah, he says it right away in the beginning of the eighth day, your Masker, meaning in Shachris, not in Musaf. And if it's Rabbi Yeshua of the Brisa, he says you start saying it when you put down the lulav. Dehainu b'shvi. So here Rashi says it on the seventh day. But we said before it's more mashma after the seventh day, meaning at night of the eighth day. Tani yontef ha'achron shulchag hainu d'b'shvini. And here it says on the eighth day, not the seventh day. V'su ha'detanya v'mechilta achrisi. There's another Brisa that says Rabbi Yehuda omer mishum ben Beseira. Not in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, but he said in the name of Ben Beseira. Ha'over l'fnei ateva b'yontav achron shulchag ha'achron maskar, rishon ha'maskar. Elam Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Tehei Tarvayu Had the Bayis Hay Rav Yeshua V'Had the Bayis Hay Ben Beseira Rav Yeshua Beseira. We answer both questions. It's not Rav Yehuda Ben Beseira who Taka holds on the second day. It's Rav Yeshua Ben Beseira, and it's not Rav Yeshua, the same Rav Yeshua of our Mishnah or Brisa. It's Rav Yeshua Ben Beseira. So Melas said that's who it is, and therefore Rav Yehuda said it in the name of Ben Beseira. He said the name of Rav Yeshua, the same person, Rav Yeshua Ben Beseira. To hide the Kamar Rav Yehuda La'el Mishum Rav Yeshua, the other Kamar Mishum Ben Beseira, to hate Tarvayu Rav Yeshua Ben Beseira. The Lo Kasha Zimnin Korale Bishmei Davua Ben Beseira. The Zimnin the Korale Bishmei Didei Rav Yeshua. Sometimes he referred to him as Ben Beseira, and sometimes as Rav Yeshua. Nick Megalus Mechu, before he got Smicha, Rav Yehuda used to call him Ben Beseira. The Havi Choshev, he wasn't important. The Korale Bishmei Davua, they called him on his father's name. Hide the Korale Bishmei, when did they start calling him on his own name? The Nafshe Rabbi Yeshua Haino Levosra de Samchu, after he got Smicha. Tana, the Tal Uvaruchos Lochivu Chachom and Mahaskir, the Imbola Haskir Maskir. You don't have to mention Tal or Ruach. You could just say Morid Ageshem, right? And you don't have to mention Tal Bechlau. But if you want to mention Ruach or Tal, you can, all the time. Imbola Hasker Masker, my timer. Why didn't they make a takana to mention wind and dew? Om Rav Chanina Fisha Ein Netzorim, because they always are around. So you don't have to daven for them. They're a part of the natural order of the world. There's always Tal and there's always wind. The Tal Min Olam Domina. How do you know the Tal is never held back? Dechsiv Ayomer Eliyo Atishbi Mitoshve Gilad El Achov Eliyo Atishbi from Toshve Gilad. They say Eliyahu Tishbi, he came from the city called Tishbi. And then he moved to Gilad. And he was Mitoshave Gilad. Tosus explains that in Gilad, they killed out Anshe Yovesh Gilad because of the Maisa Pilegesh Begiva. And then a lot of people from the outside, riffraff, moved into the city. But there were only very few people of the original settlers that remained in the city. Those were the Toshavim of Gilad. And Eliyahu was one of the Toshavim, wasn't one of the people who emigrated there, after the rest of the population was decimated. So Eliyahu Tishbi, Mitoshve Gilad, El Achov, he said to Achov, Chai Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Asher Amadi Tufonot, Im Yeh Hashonim Ho'ele Talum Motor. He told them that these years are not going to be Talum Motor. Kiim Lefi Devorei. When I say it, it'll come back. Uksiv lechei royal achov the etna matra pneu adama the iluta loka omerle my timer mishum the low miatzer. And when he said it comes coming back, he said tell achov that I'm bringing back the rain. Why didn't he tell me bring back the dew too? Because the dew never stopped. Rashi, and therefore there's no inyan dafka to mention dew. If you want to, you can. Doesn't hurt, but there's no chiyuv. Betal v'ruchos mashiv haruach umorid hatal lochi yuvu chamon lahaskar afilu bimos hakshomim. They weren't mechayiv you to mention tal or ruchos, not bimos hakshomim and not bimos hachamim. Lefisheinu netzorim shil moli hein ein holam ischayim. Without wind and dew, the world can't exist. V'hai damrina betfila mashiv haruach umorid hagoshim. I we say mashiv haruach umorid hagoshim. Lo mishum chiyuk. Not because you have to say mashiv haruach. Elechok geshem u'maskir. You mention geshem. The ruchos, what's it called? The ruach takes out the word tau. The ruchos mo'ilos la'oritz l'takno l'nagvan. The wind helps the rain. It's an accessory to the rain. But not because you need daven for wind. Wind is going to be there all the time. Kidem esamach zikr debasar mitra kemitra. That the wind that comes after the rain is as good as the rain. It makes the rain even doubly good. So really, if you said Morid Agoshem, you're Yotze. You don't have to say Mashiv Haruach. Just said Morid Agoshem, you're Yotze. The Ilu Tal Lo Komar, Eliol didn't tell Achav that he's bringing back the Tal, just the rain. The Etna Talu Motor, Ela Motor Bilvad, I'll bring now rain. Why didn't he mention Tal? The Lo Me'atzer, La Olam Afilu Bo Sinshon. Even those years, the Tal didn't go away. Right? Zumara says, Eliyo Ishtava Lomelei, Vivchim Yachad Lo Me'atzer, Eliyo Ishtavui Lomelei. So that's okay. Why did Eliyo say there's not going to be Tal Amater? Hachi kamerle, afilu tal de bracha namilo asri. Asri. There's tal that's a bracha and tal that's not such a bracha. Even the tal that's a bracha is not going to be. Someone says, lahadri le tal de bracha, right? So then he should have said, well, now I'm going to bring you back tal of bracha. Or it says mishum lo minkra milsi. You can't tell the difference. It's not noticeable which tal brings a bracha and which one doesn't. There's always tal. Sometimes it brings a bracha, sometimes not. But so therefore Elio couldn't tell Achav, I'm bringing back the tal. Because Achav would say there always was tal. So he's going to say, I'm bringing back the tal of bracha. That's not something that's discernible. Rashi, v'lo mi'atzer, la'olam afilu bosan shon, ishtivui la'malei, im yehashonim wa'ela talu mater. He swore there wouldn't be tal umater, and there was tal. Afilu tal de bracha, she yitzmach shum tzemach. That the tal of bracha causes things to grow. The tal that's not a bracha doesn't cause things to grow. Well, the hedri le tal, so we should have said to Achav, I'm bringing back the tal of bracha. The lame of etna tal umater. The lo minkra milsa, the tal have in mikora. There always was tal. Right? The lo hoya Achav harasha mova bechazora de tal, so bracha. Achav wouldn't have admitted that the tal before was different than the tal now. Do you have a omer ve'etna talumotor ha'ya Achav mekantro ve'omer lo shalom answer? What do you bring? Why you tell me bring back the tal? The tal was always there.